Hello and welcome, Richard McCann here. Thank you for listening in. And I'm joined today by the wonderful Kirsty Champion, the author of Don't Just Sit There, Go For It. Welcome, Kirsty.
Thank you very much, Richard. Great to be here.
Oh, no, thank you. So you're speaking at the next ICANN event on the 18th of May. I'm so looking forward to that. I hope you are. But listen, I imagine most of my listeners will not know who you are, will not have read your book, although I don't know. So first of all, the book. How come you've written a book at such a young age? I mean, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24? You've written a book at 24. I was 34 before I wrote mine, so you've got 10 years on me. So how come a woman, a young woman at 24, is writing a book on personal development? How on earth have you got anything to say?
Really good question. There's a couple of reasons. First one is that I wanted to help people. I'd understood that from a young age I've been able to empower people to make positive change in their life. And that all came about from being susceptible to personal development from a very young age. So you've got my dad to thank for that.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Champion. It's not Bob Champion, is it? The jockey?
No, but I am wondering if there's a relation because the family's into horses quite a lot as well.
Oh, yeah, I should check that one out. Yeah. So can thank your dad. Now, you said you've been exposed to personal development from a young age, courtesy of your dad. Thank you, Dad. But you're already young, 24. How young were you before you were exposed to personal development?
I was 11.
11?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I mean, how different might my life have been had I been exposed to some personal development at such a young age. Actually, it reminds me of why I do the work that I do with teenagers. I'm exposing them to personal development in sharing my message. So fantastic that you were at the age of 11. It's empowered you to go write a book at a very young age, if you don't mind me saying so. And what can we expect to get from the presentation you're going to deliver on the 18th of May?
You can get a real idea of the story, of where I've come from and where I am now. Lots of top tips that you can start taking action on today to start achieving the success you want to, or maybe the next level of success that you want, and a different perspective.
Okay. So tips that you can apply today, you said. Give us one tip that people listening right now could apply to their lives. Right now, having not read your book and have not heard you speak at the ICANN event just yet, what can you tell them that's going to help them today that they can apply to their current lives?
Do you know what I'd say? If there's something, an idea that you've got, take one small action on it today. Maybe it's a phone call I need to make. Maybe it's starting to write that book. Maybe it's researching what it is that you want to do. Just make one small action.
To take the first step.
Take
the first to start that ball rolling. Very interesting. Actually, going back to my own book, I decided, like you, the day that I decided to write my book, I started writing it.
Oh, wow.
I took that first small step. I got out a piece of, well, I got a notepad out and I started bullet pointing the chapters that I wanted to write. So it's funny that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Take that first step and then take the next step and then ask people and share. So start taking steps right now. By the time you come to ICANN, the event, you'll have taken 3 or 4 steps and we can challenge Kirsty to see whether or not it was good advice. No, it is good advice and you're full of good advice and we can thank not just your dad but all those gurus in the personal development world that you've been exposed to over the years, because it's obviously shone through and you've obviously applied it to your life to having published this book and become a speaker at such a young age. And actually, what the listeners won't know right now is all the other great successes you've had at such a young age, which have just blown me away because you've just shared them with me. But we'll leave them for the event. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for those little sound bites, and thank you for agreeing to come and speak at the next event. The last one was fantastic. So it's the 18th of May. Kirsty, what's your website?
It's www.kirstychampion.com.
Fantastic. And if you want more details about Kirsty, what she's going to share from the stage, and the other fantastic speakers we've got on the next ICANN event, go to icanntheevent.co.uk. I'm Richard McCann. Have a fantastic weekend, and thank you for tuning in. Bye for now.